other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to get into the healthcare takeover that we're just days away from, the nightmare bill. I'm going to get into the economy, the police state, the staged airport event where the media has got everyone hyperventilating, land of the free, home of the brave. People are ready to just throw themselves off cliffs to hide from the deadly firecracker bomber. Stampeding in wild-eyed fear. At least the media is trying to sell it. Don't forget the White House, head of Homeland Security, Ridge, admitted, what we already knew, that the White House would issue fake terror alerts for political gain. What do you think this is? You think it was going to change with Obama? I want to open the phones up on the plane bomber for first-time callers today. First-time callers. Or on the economy or healthcare, any issue you wish to discuss, or Interpol. I'm going to get into more detail on that, being given total immunity. And this isn't like police immunity, fake immunity the government claims for police, you know, if they're doing it under their office. This is UN immunity, where the UN's been caught with house slaves, you name it, in the U.S., and nothing's done to them. And nobody prosecutes them. I'm going to explain how this criminal network works coming up. I want to get your calls on all these subjects at 1-800-259-9231. We are live the 28th day of December 2009 on this Monday edition. 1-800-259-9231. It really is mind-blowing, though, how openly obvious. I mean, there's no other way for a thinking person who has one micron of intelligence to be able to look at this latest underwear bomber, syringe bomber. Ooh, that's got a scary sounding name. There's no way to look at this and not know the only thing it can be is government. He's led by some security person in a suit, past all the security, and put on board the aircraft. And then someone sits there in plain view from start to finish, videotaping him the entire flight. We put a call in to the lawyer, who's one of the witnesses of this, who's talked to the news, trying to get him on. In fact, Jaron, just keep calling him. Squeaky wheel will get the grease. Just when does it end? When does the corruption end? When does this open criminal government end? When does it stop? It stops when the people realize there's no polishing a you-know-what. There's no putting perfume on a pig. You can put lipstick on a pig, it's still a pig. If your house burns down, you can't go wallow around in the ashes and make believe that your house is still there. Ladies and gentlemen, our government is illegitimate. The planetary government is a corporate government designed to loot and steal. The globalists are a bunch of inbred, ruthless people that see us as lower than animals who compete with each other over who can be the most psychopathic and ruthless. And they've got fancy PR firms putting out high-tech propaganda to brainwash the public. But we don't just have the evil elite. We have a decadent, dumbed-down, entitled mass of cowards and scum that make up the general public, ninnies who think corruption is cute and think that anyone warning them about corruption is funny, and they have no idea what's happening to them. Now, in the middle is maybe 20-30% of the population who are good, hardworking, decent, smart, connected to God people who understand and have discernment, and we are the enemy. We are the enemy of the cattle, and we are the enemy of the wolves. The cowardly population makes war against anything good and decent because they see it as responsibility. God help us, man. It's going to make the Soviet Union look like a tea party.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Godfrey Bloom, European Union Member of Parliament, will be joining us coming up in the next hour. He's an outspoken critic of world government. Give us an inside view on what the main head of the Hydra, the king head, the EU, is up to. We're going to have open phones for Brad, Tim, Chris, Steve, Curtis, and others in this hour. I'm going to go back through all the latest on the underwear bomber and how there is no doubt this is completely staged as a pretext to take our liberties and freedoms. There is no doubt it fits all the same MO from the past. Also, government-run health care. Obama giving complete immunity to Interpol, something the FBI doesn't even have inside this country. I want to break down how these internationalists have made themselves above the law and are now absorbing our court system. Just incredibly outrageous. So that is coming up. Before I go to your phone calls, I wanted to just let the listeners know that it'll take us a week or so, we're a small operation, to take the Christmas specials, the holiday specials, down from InfoWars.com. We have deals up there right now where you can get a free Obama as the Joker t-shirt. It's great for meeting like-minded people on the street. We also have Don't Tread on Me shirts that are free. at InfoWars.com when you get Fall of the Republic on DVD for $19.95, you get a free T-shirt. We have other deals where you can get Endgame for free or Reflections and Warnings for free. Those specials are going to go away in the next week. They are going to go away. And so if you want to take advantage, and that's just a few of the specials. There's a whole bunch of them. Go to InfoWars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. At the top of the page, you see a banner that says get your free video, free T-shirt. Just click on that. It'll take you to the specials pages. And there's a bunch of other special pages as well. You can just click on the right-hand side of the shopping cart. It has a link that lists all the different specials, has a page that has all the specials. And I just want to get the word out and, yes, fund our operation. But these are the best deals we've ever offered. And so I would challenge folks out there to take advantage of these specials while they're running. You can also call toll-free and tell them you want the free T-shirt deal and tell them which video you want with it, what video you want to buy, and they get the free T-shirt. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And, yes, we always run it into the new year, generally into the first week of January, so you got a week or so to sign up. PrisonPlanet.tv, you can still get 5.5 months for free at PrisonPlanet.tv. We simulcast the last 2 hours at least, some days the entire four-hour radio show, in multimedia via television at PrisonPlanet.tv. My book, Paul Watson's book, all my films are super high quality. It's a great activist tool to go download the films, burn them to DivX, give them to people. PrisonPlanet.tv and your 15-cent-a-day membership. Well, it's even less if you get the 5 months free. What is it, like 10 cents or less a day? Also funds our operation, so I want to thank everybody that does financially support us out there. Thank you so much. So, again, PrisonPlanet.tv is special running there as well. You can also write to us, InfoWars, at P.O. Box 19549. That's P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls now. But it really does weigh on me, and I know it weighs on you. When I took off last Wednesday and saw the Interpol article and then went and read the executive order, I'm not even angry anymore. I'm more just sad. This is so humiliating. It's so unconstitutional. And when I saw the underwear bomber and how this was staged, I was like, it's staged again. I wish it was real terrorist. I'm not afraid of some lone nut trying to go on an airplane and blow themselves up. Statistically, I got a better chance of drowning or being struck by lightning. But man, to know the government really is criminal and really did stage it, and it never ends. I'm just so tired of it. And all these lackeys in mainstream media who ally themselves with the corporate system and the lies and who attack us and lie about us, those of us that tell the truth, I don't even hate them anymore. I just feel sorry for them. Our fellow man is so demon-like. All right, I'm going to your calls. Brad, Tim, Chris, Steve, Curtis, Blake, and others. Tim just hung up. First-time callers, at least in the next few hours, 1-800-259-9231. Brad in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I might have some good news for you. I was on my way into work today and had Rush Limbaugh's show on in the vehicle. And there was a guy by the name of Mark Stein that was sitting in for Rush over the holiday.
Yeah, he is a known operative of the CIA-created National Review, who Limbaugh admits put him into power. So what was the officer saying? What was the agent saying?
Well, actually, he brought up Charlie Sheen and mentioned him having some sort of domestic issues and having been arrested or coming out of jail or something. And then he talked about how Charlie Sheen was a 9/11 truther, and that how he had the courage to speak the truth about it, being an inside job and everything. And then was basically alluding to his arrest, there being more to the story there, and that
he was being sarcastic.
Oh man,
He was saying he got arrested for doing that.
Yeah, he was acting like there was more to the story to go.
By the way, when I say National Review is CIA, that's on record. High level black ops.
Gotcha.
Well, listen, we'll try to find the clip, but I actually have in front of me Saturday, December 26, 2009, Let's Roll 2 from National Review, Mark Stein's National Review blog, where he makes fun of Charlie Sheen and ties him in with the underwear bomber. It says, this time the last line of defense worked, talking about how citizens stood up and took action, which is true. Though the flight attendant screamed and yelled and said, sit down, sit down, sit down. Next time, the paradise-seeking jihadist might get lucky and find himself sitting next to, say, Charlie Sheen, too immersed in a lengthy treatise on how 9/11 was an inside job to notice the smoldering socks in the next seat, or to the same kind of nothing-to-see-here crowd who thought Major Hassan's emails were consistent with research interest. So what does that tell you about Mr. Stein?
Yeah, I can see what you're saying there.
He was being sarcastic. But listen, Brad,
yeah,
I appreciate
your
call.
I never heard of him.
All right, I appreciate it. No, I understand. Good to hear from you, though. I'm glad you called. I'm glad I could fill you in on that. It was sarcasm. But see, these guys are so delusional. Well, they're not really delusional. When Limbaugh gets up there and says there is no world government, there is no plan for a planetary government, or when Sean Hannity says Ron Paul supporters are dangerous kooks, there is no world government, when they do that, they know full well hundreds of news articles a day announce world government and a private banking system to run it. But they have such a low view of their listeners that they're saying to their listeners, it's not kosher. It's not acceptable. It's not palatable to pass gas in church or to talk about New World Order. So they're there telling you you're a kook. I mean, what does Chris Matthews do when he says, if you don't like big government, you don't like black people? If you say socialism, that means you're a cross burner. I mean, these are quotes. They are the real racist, injecting race to divide and conquer and control, and they have such a low view of their audience, they're saying it's politically incorrect to criticize Saul Alinsky, openly saying he wanted to put you in re-education camps, and being Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama's mentor. You are not allowed to say you don't want the government putting you in jail for 5 years if you don't get insurance. You're a racist. What does the ADL say? Oh, you don't like the Federal Reserve robbing you. You're a racist. And they inject the issue. They inject it. Just like the FBI's been caught scores of times running all the major white supremacist groups who want to radicalize the discussion and make any patriotic discussion so anti-Semitic and so cartoonish with black jackboots and shaved heads and drunks going Sieg Heil that mainline people never come into the fight against the New World Order because the feds and the ADL went around dropping rat droppings into the mix. It's like one rat dropping in a bowl of spaghetti ruins it. They put rat droppings in it. And a lot of gullible idiots buy into it and get tracked and traced and controlled by it. Not me. I see through all of it. As for Charlie Sheen, it's in the news that his wife says that she was completely drunk and the police did test her blood, and that was the case, and that he did not assault her. Oh, he's been charged with assaulting her. Didn't touch her. And so that's how this works. That's how this works. I know Charlie Sheen very, very well. And there's all these people out there who will get off on hating him. Hey, hating Charlie Sheen isn't going to get you out of that efficiency apartment. Taking on the New World Order will. You understand that?
hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Poll of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
All right, I'm going to try to go to your calls a little bit quicker now. And then coming up, I want to spend more time on Interpol being given total immunity. Because this is more than just what it looks like on the surface. That's bad enough. You see, then our police get immunity by becoming international. That's the big dirty secret. I'm going to break it down coming up. Steve in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hey, Steve, I hear you with the telephone there. How you doing?
Hey, Alex. How are you doing?
Good.
Glad I finally got a chance to get in. Hey, I got just a couple of comments. First, I guess, about Ron Paul. I was involved in some delegate as in the state Republican convention. You mentioned Ron Paul, and they immediately start talking about what a nut he is and how anybody who supports him is a nut. And I'm sitting there going, hey, I like the guy, you know?
But that's not working anymore. See, all they try to do is use peer pressure to make you feel like you're alone. Oh, he doesn't want the government to grow anymore and for us to become bankrupt. What a kook! He doesn't drink big goblets of cyanide. What a weirdo! He doesn't play in traffic. What a crazy man! He doesn't swim with sharks. What a loon! He doesn't cut himself and jump into a pool of piranhas. What a weirdo! He doesn't shoot himself in the head with a shotgun. What a nutcase! He doesn't love being a slave. But you understand they're cold-bloodedly doing that. They are into the manipulation. If it's higher-level party people, go ahead.
Oh, well, it was basically precinct chairs on up.
You get a lot of smart people don't decide to work for the good guys. Most smart people say, I'm going to go take advantage of sheep.
Yeah.
And so that's why our society is burning.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
I did have one other question, though, and that is if these guys who are being set up, you know, in these saying, hey, you work for us, this is just a little dry run, if they keep getting burned like this, how are they going to keep finding people to do this?
A lot of times that's why they find low-grade morons. That's why they find really gullible, stupid people. And they've got thousands of drills going on any one week. I mean, there's drills everywhere. And so all it takes is first they get these guys recruited. They take them to lots of other drills, public drills. And that's why a lot of times it comes out that, hey, this guy, this terrorist took part in previous drills. And then finally, they just set them up. Most people grovel to authority. I mean, you're some young Muslim from a rich family. You get recruited to spy on other people at your college. You get taken care of. You get paid to do it. And then you get led through security. That's why it's so important we get this story out so that Patsy's become aware of this.
Well, one last comment I'll make and then I'll get off. And that is that I worked for a major defense contractor for 4 or 5 years in their surveillance and intelligence group. And all I can say is that there's an awful lot of nepotism in there. I mean, it doesn't matter who you know or what you are or what you know. It's who you know and whose son you are or whose daughter you are or, you know, whatever. And, I mean, you can get in and they'll promote you. I mean,
it's a private imperium for all the contractors, all the congressmen, all the bigwigs, and the airport scanners, the face scanning cameras, the entire grid is all the military-industrial complex eating what's left of America.
I agree. I saw stuff every day that make your necks curl that most people don't find out until a year later.
Well, Steve, did you know I saw the numbers 2 days ago? Did you know the Defense Department's budget is now bigger than all 50 states' budgets together every year?
I'm not surprised.
And why stop there? Obama has spent more money than all presidents before him combined. Why not? The public is wanting to be abused. Why not abuse them?
Well, it's only going to last so long. Then the house of cards has got to fall.
I agree, but then they plan on it imploding into a really hardcore police state, and that's when it really gets bad. I mean, folks think when it implodes, everything's going to get better. Oh, no, the yuppie next door to you will rat you out even if you haven't done anything just to get a loaf of bread. And the government doesn't care if you're innocent. They just want numbers to fill their prisons. That's how it worked in the Soviet Union. I mean, have you read what Solzhenitsyn wrote, Steve?
No, I haven't. I've read excerpts from it, and I've heard a lot of stuff of what he's written, but not completely.
Well, what kind of stuff did you see? The stuff like with Halliburton with a $15 million, $10 tarp? Or?
Well, you know, no, I mean, as far as intelligence is concerned, that's I just saw people, you know, getting promoted who didn't deserve to be promoted only because their father had a high-ranking position in the company. And I saw that all over
the place. Only thing. That is the only thing that may save us, Steve. Stay there. I'm going to hold you over. Is that the system is so full of lazy pieces of garbage. I mean, do you think some congressman's grandson who's got a high-level position in a security company, you think he's going to be working around the clock? No. He's going to be playing golf, visiting hookers, and getting drunk. And that's why we can beat these people, is because we're the patriots.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
I know I'm just desperately ranting more and more on this show. Just what do you do? Interpol, complete diplomatic immunity. I mean, that is just outrageous. Wait until I break it down. Going back to Steve, okay, I'm going to try to shut up for a minute or two, Steve, so you can make your point about the defense contractors and all the nepotism that goes on. I mean, right here in Texas, every major public utility, every public-private partnership, everyone I know of is openly run by nepotism, open corruption. They all have their private SWAT teams beating people up. I mean, America is a joke, folks. Once you lose the Bill of Rights, everything goes to hell in a handbasket and you become just like Mexico or North Korea. I don't understand why people can't get that. I just can't believe I love this country so much and I can't believe we're allowing this to happen. I mean, I think about the health care bill. I can't believe it's this bad. I'm going to shut up. I want to go to your calls. Steve, finish your point.
Well, my point was is just that the defense industry, when I first got into it, I thought it was going to be pretty neat. Unfortunately, and parts of it were, just with some of the technology that was being used, but the way it was run and the waste, and I was on projects that wasted hundreds of millions of dollars. And finally, the government would decide, well, you know, we need to just shelve that and figure out what we're going to do, and then you figure out how else you're going to go spend the money. Nobody really got in trouble for all the waste. They decided, well, we'll just move it along and try something else. You know,
well, the government is so corrupt, and again, the government's going to run the environmental policies. The Soviets would dump reactors in their own freshwater lakes. Have you ever Googled the maps of chemical and nuclear waste that our own government has dumped? It's the Gulf of Mexico, the Atlantic, the Pacific. I mean, the government doesn't have to take responsibility. And it gets to interface with private corporations who get to loot it. I mean, can't people figure that out?
I guess not. You know, it was amazing to me that, you know, the company I worked for, I guess I could tell you which one it was. It doesn't really matter, I guess. But, you know, they gave money to both political parties just so they'd have a foot in the door no matter which way the door swung. And you know, I know a lot of places do that, but I just thought this was strange.
They all do it. They all do it. But when you see them double or triple or quadruple down on somebody, then you know that person's bad. Obama got four times the money McCain got. And again, I'm not saying vote for McCain or that he would have been any better. The point was Obama was the heir apparent. He was the anointed one. And just in case he died in a car wreck or slipped on a banana peel or got caught with one of his boyfriends, just in case they had McCain as the backup. That's all this is. I appreciate your call, Steve. Just, and of course, you know, it came out in major newspapers like the Washington Post that Bill Clinton was being blackmailed by the British and the Israelis. And who was his chief of staff? Or who was the head person over his itinerary? Rahm Emanuel. Who's the chief of staff now? Rahm Emanuel. Of course Obama's blackmailed. That's why he was chosen. If you don't have 14 million skeletons in your closet, you don't get put into higher office. McCain had massive skeletons. It's a pack of criminals. And I know I keep saying that. It's just that I know you, the audience, understand that even better than I do. But I sit there in restaurants or grocery stores or in my front yard, watching neighbors, watching people, and they're so childlike. They were brought up with everything so easy. They were brought up with everything just hand-fed to them, and they believe whatever they're told. I mean, if we had a population fully awake, we'd have one hell of a fight on our hands. Instead, we've got a population blissfully unaware. Okay, back to the calls. Curtis in Oregon, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex. Just been flipping through the TV today, the fixed corporate media. Lots of fake news about the underwear terrorists down in Amsterdam. But they're failing to mention about the cameraman, the guy who was shooting him on the plane. They're saying they're talking about his aisle and how it's a good seat for terrorism. But I was just commenting on that. My question is, if you could spend more time in this healthcare bill and stay away from this. There's a clip. A friend of mine showed me this on Facebook. Max Baucus, the great Max Baucus, Democrat from Montana, drunk, talking about the healthcare bill. It's quite disgusting. If you could just read the bill, maybe just talk about it on the air and get people to thinking about it more instead of this underwear bomber, that'd be fantastic. Happy New Year to you, and Happy New Year to all the InfoWars and Freedom Fighters out in the world. Peace and love, Alex Jones.
Well, I appreciate it, Curtis. Yeah, people need to realize that grabbing 1/17th to 1/20th, people need to understand, correction, grabbing 17 to 20%, or roughly 1/5. Of the economy is an absolutely key objective of the bankers. They need a new line of credit, a new line of derivatives, a new line of your tax money that they can manipulate and use and leverage. And yes, we do have the clip of Baucus completely drunk. There's no doubt about it. Just up there completely drunk, slurring his words and shaking his finger at people saying pass the health care bill. Let's talk to Blake in Canada. Blake, you're on the air.
Thanks, Alex. It's an honor to be speaking with you. As a 17-year-old kid in a town of about 70,000 Sarnia, Ontario. I was just wondering, what is the best way for me to get all your information and your films and everything out to, like, the mainstream public and all the kids my age and everything?
The cheapest way to do it is to buy blank CDs, not even DVDs. They're like 15 cents a piece if you buy enough of them. And to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and to burn DivX versions that are pretty high quality to the CDs that play on most DVD players and to give them everybody you know. You don't have Access TV that I know of in Canada, but people here in the U.S., they're trying to shut it down. Everybody should run and use that. You can email your friends the list of my films that are free online, Fall of the Republic, Obama Deception, Endgame. You can call into talk radio. You can go and start an organization against tyranny. Start getting local people to join with you. Pick issues you're going to deal with. Have hidden cameras. Once your group gets up to about 10, you'll have a royal amount of police show up and say, let's go blow up buildings. You can then videotape the Fed, put it on YouTube, and just continue to expose them. That happens all the time. I mean, really, just get involved and you'll find the fight. Does that answer your question? I mean, there's so many other things you can do. Go to your local government. Speak during citizens' communications about these issues. It doesn't mean you have to be a perfect speaker. It doesn't mean you have to have all the answers. Just take action. That is the key, Blake. Anything else?
No, that just about covers it.
Thank you so much, Blake. I appreciate your call. And I'm not trying to scare you, telling you that if you get involved politically in England, in Canada, in Australia, in the U.S., in mainline politics, I mean, going to the city council and saying, don't take these ranchers and farmers' lands through adverse possession so you can build hotels on them. This is big money. And so you will have, at a restaurant, after the event, you'll be there with 10 of your friends having barbecue or whatever, and a person will waddle over like they're with you and say, hey, how about we kill the mayor? And it's always an informant. It's always a cop. They have a predatory look in their eyes, a hatred for their fellow man. They enjoy evil. They always just look like dirtbags. They feel like dirtbags. Their whole system, their whole demeanor, their whole aura, their vibe. And you just pull a camera out on them and say, get out of here, Fed. And they're usually so arrogant, they'll have an unmarked, but it'll have the black, white wall, you know, tires. They'll even have an unmarked car out in the parking lot. And you just say, listen, criminal, get out of here. Look, they got unlimited money. They're a poison. They're a disease poured out upon us. Don't you understand that? I've dealt with them. I've seen them. I know them. I know who they are. You control the government. You control everything. You can rob everyone. And they are. The health care plan funds abortion with taxpayer money. The health care plan puts you in jail for 5 years. $250,000 fine if you don't get insurance. It takes 2.5 to 5% out of your paycheck, depending on your tax bracket. It allows the insurance companies to raise insurance prices. And it cuts Medicare and Medicaid by over $41 billion a year on record. It cuts all the freebies. See, we're at the end of the line now where the taxes go up and all the goodies go bye-bye. And, yeah, you get to go stand in line and maybe get an aspirin for your heart attack. Oh, yeah, they got free health care in Cuba. If you're an inner party member, you get good health care. If you're just some worker from the country, you get some painkillers, just like our troops. Troops come home nerve-gassed. They do autopsies on thousands of dead, congressional hearings in the mid-90s. Their brain stems are literally dissolving from nerve gas. When the U.S. blew up the nerve gas depots at Camisea, and you know what they do when you're dying, shriveling up? They only use your patriotism when they wrap their police state in it. But when you're actually a Marine Corps captain dying in a wheelchair, they go, you know what you get, Mac? You get some painkillers, and you're lucky you get that. Now go die and get in a hole! That's how they work. And all of you fools that serve the system, you're going to find out what the system thinks about you. Remember 6 months ago when Obama said they were going to make troops pay for their own insurance? Pay for their own health care with their own insurance? And everybody got up in arms about it, so they backed off for now? You see, they'll get away with whatever they can. Who could they have cut health care and call it liberal? Obama. Who could they have launch new wars and call it liberal? Obama. They had gotten as much gas mileage as they could out of George W. Bush. And now they put in Obama. And his approval rating's dropping like a rock as well. Record low. His wife's a record low. But they don't care. They'll have a new right-wing puppet for you in 3 years. And then all the conservatives suddenly won't mind Interpol being in the U.S. They suddenly won't mind the naked body scanners in the airports. They suddenly won't mind the government health care because they'll feel like their party won at least. And they'll say, well, at least Obama isn't in there. Well, at least Bush isn't in there. It's this parlor trick. Oh, it makes me sick. Mike in Illinois, you're on the air.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, man, this is crazy, man. This is funny, man. Like, if the American people are dumb enough to fall for this, maybe they should, you know, maybe this is what they're, you know, maybe they're supposed to get this. Because I don't know, man, this is crazy. I don't understand how the Americans are so dumb to fall for this.
Well, Mike, while it's true that there are a lot of idiots who deserve what's happening to them, the problem is it's going to happen to all of us that are awake as well. We've got to save everybody.
First is the Jews, then, you know, first is the Arabs, then it's going to be the blacks and Mexicans and, you know, the whites, and all of a sudden, you know, they didn't kill everybody. You know, just,
well, they,
you know,
they are that. They are poisoning everyone's water supply. It is on record that everyone has sterilants put in their water. And that's why, wait till we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv. In the last hour, I'm going to show all these news articles calling for sterilizing the population.
People don't understand that everything is owned by these IMF bankers. The media, they donate the schools, everything is owned. Even the
And it was bought through fraud.
The GMO... Who subsidized how the government subsidized the farmers so they can actually make a living? Monsanto controls almost every food type that is processed.
Absolutely, they want us domesticated. They want us dependent on them. That's the number one game, and they want us trained to literally be prisoners. In fact, cue up that minute and a half BBC report, the one I sent you that I titled. Air traffic, now flying jails. We're going to come back and play this after the break, but right now let's continue with calls. Thank you, Mike. Let's talk to Ed in Canada. Ed, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'd just like to say thank you first for all the work you do, and I'm kind of nervous, but anyway, I'd just like to point out the complete ridiculousness of the bomber, and he probably drove by like two or three crowded malls on his way to the airplane with the high, security and whatever else at the airport, and there's so many other soft, easier targets where he could have hurt a lot more people.
They only do it to airports so they can have that controlled zone to jack up more security to train you to then move it to the off airport sectors. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to see, make that point. I'm silly and stupid. It all really is that. There's a guy that could have made a big impact at an easier target, but they're so stupid they got to go for the high security zone. That's all I'm trying to say. Thank you.
I appreciate your call. Again, they do the drills at the high security zones. Do you know how many drills the Navy SEALs do of attacking their own embassies? Do you know how many drills the Army does of trying to get into their own bases? Do you know how many drills the BATF and FBI and CIA do of infiltrating airports, and that's what they do. They go hire people and tell them it's a drill. I mean, they've been caught doing this over and over again. This is not our opinion. And then a sharp-dressed man in a suit leads him onto the plane, past security, without a passport, he gets on, and then someone through the entire flight is videotaping him. Everybody was wondering, why are they videotaping that guy? And who knows, the Intel Center, admittedly run by the CIA, they may release a new Al-Qaeda tape saying, oh, look, Al-Qaeda got off the plane. This is their victory video. You have no idea. It's like Major Hassan. For 2 years sending emails about how he's planning all this horrible stuff to what he thought was Al-Qaeda. And, of course, it was really to Al-Qaeda. And now Congress wants the details of those emails, and they've been told national security, you can't have them. Yes, there are real lunatic Muslims that want to attack us. But in every case, they're shepherded and protected. But in this case, it looks like it's a pure patsy. That's the only way the pieces of the puzzle fit together. It's unbelievable.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Rupp, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now, 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD, 800-578-6279, 800-578-6279.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
We're going to be going live at PrisonPlanet.tv, multicasting, multimedia cast of the syndicated radio transmission. We've got a member of the European Union Parliament coming up at the 5 after. And then I'm going to go over the Interpol situation and more on health care. Which, yes, this whole Flight 253 situation is serving not just as a distraction to crack down more and more security. There's never enough at the airports. but it's also being used to distract from the health care debate while this is in conference committee. And they've had two Democrats defect in the last week to the Republicans. They're leaving the sinking ship. But once the bank robbery's in process, in progress, you know, they're, even though they know the cops are on the way, they still, why abandon the armored truck full of the cash? Why abandon the armored truck full of cash? They're not going to. And so they're going to try to ram it through. It may fail, though. There is a chance. And a lot of this the last 2 weeks of how it had to pass and couldn't be stopped, a lot of that was a foregone conclusion where they're just putting it out there that resistance is futile, the Borg will absorb you. I have an AP list here of what the TSA is saying the new security will be. You can't cover your lap. You can't get up and go to the bathroom in the last hour of flight. You can have no electronic devices. You've got to go through body scanners. But here is the BBC announcing to all the slaves why they're being delayed to keep them safe from Al-Qaeda. Here it is.
Just from the UK alone, there are 100 flights to the United States, 100 from the United States, and 25,000 people traveling in either direction. And of course, you can multiply that by maybe tenfold for other countries flying in and out of the US. And all of those passengers are going to notice a very, very different attitude at security. First of all, the amount of hand luggage is restricted to one piece. And that, I understand, includes all your duty-free purchases at the airport.
Good point.
There is therefore going to be...
That's just because the lazies don't want to have to scan and run through all the bags. Again, they want to train you to be a prisoner where all your services cut down to nothing in the name of security. Continue with the social engineering.
At check-in, because people will need to sort out check-in extra bags. The airlines have said, most of them, that they will not be making an additional charge for those bags, which is something.
It
you
was.
Then go through the normal.
He says the regular security, and they put up on screen a body scanner. And, of course, every body scanner they ever show always shows someone with a gun. The message is everyone's got a gun. See, it's all psychological warfare. Go continue.
Security check, which passengers go to wherever their destination is. But at the gate, if you're flying to or from the US, you will receive a further pat-down search. That is designed to identify any...
Everyone gets a pat-down now. Continue.
...that might be strapped to the body before you are allowed on board. And then once you get on board, the last hour of any flight to the United States, everybody is required to be seated, nobody can use the bathrooms, and everybody is required to keep their laps uncovered. So you can't have blankets or laptops or anything. You just sit there for the last 60 minutes of the flight.
Hit pause.
And by the way, if...
Even in a supermax prison, you're not put into restraints when you're in your own jail cell. But in the supermax prisons of the friendly skies, you keep your head forward, your hands out of your lap, you submit. And it's under Patriot Act. Whatever they say the regulations are, go. You will see people arrested for this. People are arrested for arguing in charge of the Patriot Act. And then he just goes on and on. I mean, come on. Oh, my gosh. Somebody might blow up an airplane. We all have to be slaves now. Someone might blow up a train. We have to give up all our rights there. Someone attacked a shopping mall. We've got to do it there. Oh, my gosh. Someone attacked a school. Everything's a prison.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.